God is not protecting your plan. He's protecting his promise. He's not protecting your preference of how you wanted it to go, how you wanted it to be, who you wanted to stay. He's not protecting any of that. In fact, he's disguising the prophecies. See, we know that these are prophecies, but the Magi didn't know that. They didn't even quote a single scripture and they found Jesus. Isn't that weird? And then the chief priests and the scribes and the teachers of the law, they know every scripture and they don't even see the Savior. The ones who should have seen God first were kept in the dark. I don't like being kept in the dark. Do you? Do you? Then you would not have liked to have been a disciple of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because his communication skills were suspect at best. You could have told me to feed 5,000 men and their wives and children before you were on the third hour of your sermon, Jesus. Why did you wait until now to ask us if we have any food for these people? You know, all the times that the disciples were, and we think about everything that Jesus taught his disciples, but all about all the things he didn't tell them. Hey, go over in that boat to the other side. I'm gonna see you there in a little while. He didn't say anything about the storm that they would spend the next 6 hours rowing through. Why would you love somebody and keep them in the dark? I've told my staff one time, I said, do not play God with information that you are waiting to give me until I'm in a good mood. Because by the time you're figuring out how to tell me, it's going to get three times worse. I need to turn off the sink or unhook the pipes or burn down the house or whatever I need to do. So tell me now. I don't want to be kept in the dark. I used to go on Twitter. This was BC. But it would say on Twitter, I was at the so-and-so campus today at Elevation, and the sermon went down in the middle of the sermon, and nobody on my team had told me. And I'm calling a meeting Monday. I'm like, y'all, if the video for the sermon cuts out at the Matthews campus, you gotta tell me. I can't find out on Twitter. I'm gonna find out, because I'm trolling the internet to see all these problems y'all are trying to hide from me. So tell me. And up, should I say this? I've told God before, you got to tell me stuff. You can't let me get out of here with a slingshot and a bag lunch and put a Goliath in front of me. Tell me there's got to be a giant so I can do some bicep curls and some jujitsu training. Tell me. Don't keep me in the dark. If you love me, the Bible says that in him was life, and that life was the light of men. And so why would God, who is the way, the truth, and the life, whose life is the light of men, whose light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not? John 1:5, King James Version. Why would the God who dwells in ineffable light keep his children in the dark? Why didn't he just tell Joseph when he said, hey, Mary's pregnant, it's the Holy Spirit? Why didn't he tell him that before Mary started the show? Why has she got to be 6 months along before you give me a dream? Don't keep me in the dark. Just tell me. Tell me when I meet somebody, they are lying through their teeth and you will not even want to see their name on your phone 3 months from now. Just tell me, God. I could save a lot of texts back and forth. I could just block them on day one if I had some advanced planning, strategic knowledge. Just tell me. Just tell me, hey, by the way, you're going to have the baby's birth in Bethlehem, so get a room. Why you got to trick me into going to Bethlehem with the census that Caesar called for to get me there so I wasn't even expecting it? Why didn't you tell me, God, before we had multiple kids? No, I'm kidding. I love all my kids. But I'm saying, I could have planned for it. I could have saved for it. I could have got ready for it. Maybe I wouldn't have built all these campuses if I had known about COVID. Ah. Maybe God doesn't keep you in the dark all the time because he's cruel. Maybe sometimes he keeps you in the dark because he's getting something ready inside of you. Like right now in our house, Holly has a little room right off the kitchen and the door is shut all the time right now. Wasn't shut last month. Let's see, all this stuff is coming through our house right now. All these boxes. You're giving me gray hairs in my beard, how many boxes come in my house this time of year? All these boxes. And Holly's a wonderful wife. She's always happy to see me. But she's been telling me lately on the other side of the door in that little office where she's got all these Christmas gifts, she says, stay out. And I'm like, who are you talking to right now? This is not Graham knocking on the door. This is not one of your children. This is your husband. No, stay out. Because I'm getting something ready for you. Stay out right now. I'm not in this room. Now, you're saying that's kind of a silly illustration. Is it? Is Holly not like God? You like that? Is she not like your God? Who sometimes you say, God, show me this and tell me that and give me your direction for this and that. And does God not sometimes in his silence send you the message? I need you to stay out because my ways are not your ways. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. I didn't even think of Isaiah 55. And my thoughts are not your thoughts. And as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways above your ways and my thoughts above your thoughts. And sometimes God, because he's got these, he's got these boxes that have been coming in of something that he ordered before time began. From eternity, he spoke a word, a prophecy concerning your life. Not just the life of Jesus. No, no. There's a prophecy over your life. And the prophet said, before you were born, I knew you. When you were in the darkness of your mother's womb, I set you apart. And I kept you in the dark. And no eye has seen. And no ear has heard. And it hasn't even entered into your heart. What God has prepared for those who love him and trust him enough to follow him even when he keeps you in the dark. Do you trust the one who's behind that door? You think he's wrapping up anthrax in those boxes trying to hurt you? He said, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I'm a good God. The irony of the passage is everybody was kept in the dark. All of them. Mary didn't know. Mary, did you know? No. That's the remix. That's the Stephen Furtick remix. Y'all put that on Spotify for me. No. She didn't know. She hoped. She carried. She didn't know. You don't know. Merry Christmas. That's the message of Christ. That's the message I'm getting from this passage. We saw a star. We came to worship him. Where is he? They didn't know. The ones who should have known didn't know because of their knowledge that kept them from knowing what they were supposed to know. They knew the Bible too good to believe it. Ah! God said, I'm going to lead the pagans to a place that the priests wouldn't even go. Oh, my God. You mean what I think I know about God could keep me from seeing him for who he really is? Yes. You mean I don't know God in all of his fullness? No. He's omniscient. You're not. I'm not even somniscient. I'm nomniscient. I don't know nothing. I don't even know grammar. Can't you tell? you. See, now you're kind of in the Christmas story because you're like the Magi. You don't know. You don't know where this is going. You came to Charlotte for a job and then they fired you 8 months in. What if God got you? What if the problem is the costume for a prophecy? God, why did you keep me in the dark? Why didn't you tell me that that relationship would fail? Maybe he wanted the relationship to surface some stuff in you that he could work on so your relationship with him could get better. If he had told you how it would end, you wouldn't have taken the first step.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.